This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Residents in Mendocino County have rallied to assist the hundreds of their neighbors who lost their homes to wildfires, and the Community Foundation of Mendocino County has raised more than $700,000 alone. More than $50,000 of that money has already been dispersed for immediate needs. The North Bay Fire Relief Fund has raised more than $14 million, and that money is being distributed to fire victims as well. The fund is also working to ensure that every student who is impacted by the fire receives a $250 gift card to replace clothes and school supplies. The Good Farm Fund has been established to assist Mendocino County farmers, and the inaugural Mendocino County Homebrew Festival, scheduled for Saturday, will raise money for farmers as well. The California Growers Association has set up a fund to assist cannabis growers impacted by the fires, and there are three other events scheduled for Saturday that will raise money for Mendocino County residents. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested three men and are searching for a fourth, wanted in connection with an armed robbery on Friday morning. Deputies responded to a call of an armed robbery in the Brook Trails area outside of Willits and were told four suspects had just robbed three victims of money and marijuana. Deputies spotted the vehicle driven by the suspects as they fled the scene headed north, and a pursuit ensued. Deputies ended up arresting three men from Indiana, Deontay Wright, Chris Bradford, and Mike Taylor, while a fourth man, Hugo Mercado, remains at large. All four face armed robbery charges. In Eureka, Interim County School Superintendent Chris Hartley officially announced his candidacy for the superintendent's office at a campaign kickoff event. Hartley was introduced by the man he replaced, Dr. Gary Eagles, who retired this past spring. This will be Hartley's inaugural campaign as he runs for a four-year term as county school superintendent. Residents in Weaverville have had their fill of fire this summer, but they'll get some more this week. Prescribed burns have been scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday in the Weaverville Community Forest area in an effort to reduce fuel buildup, prepare the land for new growth, and help plants and trees germinate. You'll see smoke in the area from the burns, and the work is dependent on weather conditions. If you're the type who likes to head out to the woods to chop down your own Christmas tree, the Six Rivers National Forest will begin offering permits on November 1st. You can get a Christmas tree permit at several locations, including the forest offices in the Bayshore Mall and at the ranger stations. Permits are $10 and are limited to two per family. The city of Eureka has begun a water main reconstruction project on 4th Streets between W and T. The work began last night and is expected to stretch into December. The work will be done in the nighttime hours between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., and motorists should expect lane closures, detours, controlled traffic, and short delays. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.